Your L'Oreal lipstick, Colgate toothpaste, and morning bowl of Kellogg's cereal are all killing the rainforests. This is Alila Petko, along with my co-host Alex Kelly.
Today we're asking, if we fight to eliminate the production of palm oil plantations, can it cause more harm than good?
Palm oil is a vegetable oil produced by oil palm fruit. It is used globally, is inexpensive, and is used for a variety of purposes such as energy, beauty products, and food. This demands a production of about 59 million tons a year.
Many lives rely on the nutrients palm oil can give them for a little amount of money. Farmers' livelihoods depend on the income they make from growing palm oil, and families below the poverty line can't afford anything else.
While being grown, palm oil needs significantly less pesticides and chemical fertilizers than any other vegetable oil. It seems as though palm oil is a great product, but now we ask, what are the downsides of its production?
Scarlett Shankles from the Honolulu Zoo Society believes,
historically, there's a technique called slash and burn, and agriculturalists have done this, farmers have done this, because the nutrients don't actually rest in the soil of the earth, it rests in the trees. In the leaves and the branches and the trunks. So they're cutting them down and they burn it. And this brings all the nutrients down to the soil. So they're devastating these native ecosystems that are super important to the environment out there.
This consequently destroys habitats and burns live animal species. This is the cheapest and most time-efficient way of stripping vibrant and rich ecosystems. Green Pumps stated that from 2008 to 2019, the clearing of land entirely for oil palms contributed to 8% of the world's total deforestation.
And according to the RSPO, Malaysia and Indonesia produce 85% of the global production of palm oil, turning their one-of-a-kind rainforest into fields of dirt.
Burning rainforests to make room for the production of palm oil has a toll on both humans and the environment. As many know, trees of rainforest provide us and animals with oxygen, a necessary element of life.
Burning rainforests on this level increases carbon emissions, fueling climate change, alongside producing a hazy smoke that envelops Southeast Asia every year. Burning rainforest leads to not only deforestation, but also habitat loss.
Indonesia is home to rhinos, elephants, orangutans, sun bears, so many different types of insects. So it's a richly biodiverse place. So when you're sustainably working in that environment, something like agroforestry, where you're actually planting within the environment itself, that is a solution to being more sustainable.
In a few years, the animals living in this biodiverse ecosystem will be extinct.
We as humans have put not only ourselves, but our planet in an unfortunate situation. What can we do to dig ourselves out of this hole?
The first solution people think of is, why not cut out the production of palm oil completely?
Other oil crops need substantially more space to grow, leading to more deforestation around the world. In addition, no other oil crop can compare to the 1 ton of palm oil produced in only 0.28 hectares, meaning palm oil produces the most amount of oil in the smallest amount of land. So instead of putting a stop to the production of palm oil, what other options can we turn to?
Sustainable palm oil is a palm oil coming from any farm that is certified by the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, or the RSPO.
Sustainable palm oil is, in the broader term, you're basically passing all of these different accreditations for how you're producing it. So using native forests, right? You're using agricultural land. So land that's already been used for farming. So not invading the habitat, the native habitat, that's really the production of sustainable palm oil.
And according to the RSPO, sustainable palm oil currently makes up for 19% of its market. But the hardest part lies ahead, the transition to purely sustainable palm oil.
It is found in our everyday products, whether it be food, lotion, makeup, or even biodiesel gas. Palm oil is essential in many lives, yet the production of it is having a toll on our Earth's ecosystems.
Completely cutting off a supply of palm oil is not possible, nor would it be the best solution to the problem. We as humans need to come together and support the production of purely sustainable palm oil, and could even reduce products that are unnecessarily containing palm oil. So what can you do right now to help?
You can start by checking the labels of products in your kitchen and bathroom to know where you stand as a consumer. Alternative names for palm oil are vegetable oil, palmitate, glycerol, and palm kernel oil.
The RSPO has a cell phone app that scans products and shows the palm oil contents. As you do so, you will notice how many products contain palm oil. Use this knowledge to be a part of the movement that supports sustainable palm oil.
As you continue your day, we leave you with one question. Are you willing to make a change for the beautiful, biodiverse planet we live on?